Good evening and welcome to Empowerment for All. I am your host and creator, Yolanda McTeer. You are tuned in to Prayer Time and Discussion. Heavenly Father, as we remain in the famine of the land, I ask that all your sons and daughters, including myself, who truly, honestly, and sincerely love you, keep you first, praise you, have built an intimate relationship with you, are building an intimate relationship with you, who sincerely want to keep you first. God, that you continue to make a way for us, provide for us, never leave or forsake us, in Jesus' name. Here at Empowerment for All today, Monday, February 27th, 2023, today's discussion is questions for God. Questions for God. Now, we know God is a spirit. So because I have an intimate relationship with God, his sheep know his voice. Heavenly Father, I ask you this question today. God, your sons and daughters, including myself, we are serving you, praising you, giving you the glory, doing right by you, standing when all else prevails, when all hell breaks loose, people are laughing at us, making a mockery of us, lying on us, facetiously trying to destroy us, continuously doing evil against us, laughing at us because we serve you, laughing at us when we go through and you take us through. God, what is your answer to that? Why do we have to endure that? Thank you, Lord. I hear God saying, yet they slay you, you shall come forth as pure gold. Yet they slay you, you shall come forth as pure gold, my sons and daughters. Thank you, Lord. Question number two, God. God, oftentimes we don't understand. We pray for our loved ones when they get sick, or accidents happen, or things occur that we are not aware of and in shock of. God, why does this happen? God said to tell you, I override your prayers because I can see what you can't see. I know many things that you do not know. Thank you, Lord. Question number three, God. God, the world that we are living in today is so saturated in what we can present, what we have materialistically, and whom we date, what type of relationship we have. Many of your sons and daughters don't have relationships. They don't have all the material possessions and the representation that they are balling and doing it and very successful, but yet they humble themselves each day. They share the goodness of your kingdom. They continue to sow seed into your kingdom or give back. They don't broadcast it. They remain humble. They forgive their enemies. God, why are your vessels not on the side with those people who don't know you, blasphemy your name, do evil to people continuously, wish evil on people continuously, steal, connive, conniving, con people, cutthroat each other, do anything possible in any way, by any means necessary. But yet, Father, they still prosper and still stand, and they don't serve you. They come and put on a fraud as if they serve you, but you see them, Father. When they get out of people's face or they get off of social media, they serve 100% evil. They blastify your name and curse us and say that we're stupid. We're ignorant. That's why this is not this and this and this and this and this and that. What is your answer to that, Father? God told me to tell you, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Thank you, Father. God, another question. We pray, Father, your sons and daughters, including myself. We really pray. We humble ourselves. We praise you. We have read your word. We spend time with you. We have developed a relationship with you. We solely trust you. We stand on your word. But yet, Father, those who don't even read your word, they don't spend time with you, Father. They don't get to know you, Lord. They don't have an intimate relationship with you. They go hire somebody to represent them and tell them what to say in your word. God, they blasphemy you. They laugh at people who truly serve you and really take the time to have an intimate relationship with you. Father, but yet, Father, they come out on top. They're on platforms, God. They are making millions of dollars. But those humble servants, God, can't get there, Father. Why is that, Lord? Why? God said, yet they slay you. You shall come forth as pure gold. I am the Lord thy God, and thou shalt have no other God before me. And just like I did my vessels in the Bible, I will bless you in due season. Thank you, Lord. God, the last question. What would you say, God, to those who are saying, well, Lord, I've served you all my life, or I served you for so many years, God, and it just ain't happening. It just ain't working, God. This is just not going according to how I thought it would go. This is a mess. Like we've heard many people give testimonies. They serve you, they praise you, they have it, they lose it, they have it, they lose it. But yet those who blasphemy you, don't trust you, don't know you, laugh at your vessels that do serve you. They prosper. They get all these things and they live lavishly and have, you know, great. I can't say great because we don't know what goes on in people's houses, but they have relationships and they just have tons of fun. What would you say to us, God, who are those who are really discouraged and want to throw in the towel and say, this just ain't working, God. This ain't popping. This ain't getting it. When they can go over there and just join those people and get everything they need and be content. And because they feel like while they're here on earth, they might as well get it because they're not going to be on earth and don't have. What would you say to those people, God? God told me to tell you, he shall prepare a table in the presence of your enemies. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 may come, but none will come nigh thee. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm not going to hold you long tonight. I want to thank you for tuning in to today's new segment here in Empowerment for All, Prayer Time and Discussion. It is titled Conversations with God, Questions, for God. Follow me on social media at Twitter at YMCTier, YMC, capital T-I-E-R. Instagram at Sassy Elite Me, SassyElitem. As I've stated on previous podcasts earlier this year, I deleted Facebook. It no longer served me. Those of you who have bought my book, The Tragic Times of a Woman, thank you. If you'd like to buy my book or give it as a gift, it is an autobiography written by me. It is available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and other outlets. It is titled The Tragic Times of a Woman by me, Yolanda McTeer. God is faithful. And remember, God doesn't work on flesh time. He works on spirit time. So for those of you who may be discouraged, I want you to get encouraged. You may feel like you've done a lot of things and they haven't manifested. They haven't really done what you expect them to do. And other people who don't serve God, blasphemy, make a mockery of God, act like they know God, don't know God, from a can of paint, put on, lie, steal, cheat, do evil, wish evil, send evil. They popping. Don't find it strange. In your season, God's going to birth blessings into your life. But remember, a day to God is 1,000 years. Be patient. He's got you. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in this season, God has asked me to air a segment here at Empowerment for All. I will be airing on different outlets in different ways. But just know this, if God brought you to it, he's going to see you through it. Peace, shalom, and remember, believers, always keep God, Jehovah Jireh, your provider, waymaker, caretaker, first, in Jesus' name. Bye now.